Hi guys, and welcome to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. I'm Casey Hyman. Every other Tuesday, we'll talk about something cat-related. We'll cover the various breeds, safety and health topics, and those quirky habits that make our cats so hilariously unique, as well as how to correct problem behaviors. This week, you'll learn about the La Perm, its history, personality, traits unique to that breed, and much more. I'm grateful to you, my listeners, because you allow me to do what I love. So let me know how I'm doing. Reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Kitten Caboodle Pod and Twitter at Kitten K Pod. You can also find the show on YouTube. Just do a search for the Whole Kitten Caboodle. If you enjoy today's episode, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen. It may seem trivial, but it really does help. If you'd like to monetarily support the show and local shelters, you can do so on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod. You can also make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviorist.com/mystory. Should you encounter a behavior problem with your cat that requires my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com. You'll find my rates on the consultation page, as well as an informational packet outlining behavior basics that you can download for a small fee. If you'd like to hear more episodes, you can listen to the Whole Kit and Caboodle on most major podcast directories. In the midst of some hunting grounds near the Dalles in Oregon, the La Perm came into existence in the spring of 1982. Believe it or not, the original genetic mutation that led to the first La Perm came from a domestic barn cat. This mama gave birth to a litter of 6 kittens. One was born completely bald and looked nothing like her mother or littermates. Some folks considered this kitten to be, quote, the ugliest kitten in the world. She had no hair, large wide-spaced ears, and a blueprint pattern on her skin that mimicked a classic tabby pattern. Within 8 weeks, though, the kitten began to grow very soft, curly hair. By about age 3 or 4 months, the kitten, who by now had been named Curly, had a full coat of curly hair. Not being very knowledgeable about cats, her owner, Linda Cole, accepted her as unique and thought nothing more of the matter. As Curly grew, her soft fur felt so inviting to the touch that Linda found herself constantly picking her up. Curly's temperament was different from her family's, too. She was affectionate but not demanding, and patiently waited quietly for her turn. She was gentle and trusting with her affection. As a working barn cat, Curly had a brush with death that could have prevented the creation of the breed. One morning, she climbed into the fan housing of a pickup truck to get warm. When the vehicle was started, Curly became pinned between the blade and the housing. Her yowl alerted Linda to the fact that she was under the hood. As the fan blade was manually reversed, Curly fell to the ground. Linda feared she was beyond help, but when she went to pick her up, the cat sprung up and bolted from the scene as fast as she could. Once away from the truck, she calmed down enough to allow Linda to look for injuries and take her to the vet. Curly had serious gashes on 2 of her legs and across her nose, but she had no broken bones or internal injuries. During her recovery, Curly proved to be the perfect patient, displaying many of the qualities breeders now expect to see in the La Perm. She was very patient, made no attempt to disturb her bandages, and seemed to thrive on the extra attention she got in the aftermath. Removing the tape and taking hair with it didn't seem to bother her either. She handled the whole thing like a trooper, and she didn't try to escape, bite, or scratch. This would turn out to be the longest period of time Curly ever cared to spend in the house. After her ordeal was over, she would come in and visit often, but was essentially an outdoor cat. Curly's first litter would bring on her second brush with death. Instead of seeking shelter in a barn, Curly gave birth to her 5 kittens under a tree in the orchard during a rainstorm. Frantic barking awoke Linda, and she grew concerned, enough that she put on her coat and boots, grabbed a flashlight, and went outside to investigate. Following the sound of the dogs, she found Curly guarding her newborn babies and holding the dogs off. Linda chased the dogs away, put the kittens in her pockets, and tucked Curly under her coat. She took the entire brood to the barn and made a nest in a bale of hay. The next morning, Linda discovered all 5 kittens were male and all were bald, as Curly had been at birth. This intrigued her, and she began to do research on cats. She eventually decided Curly had some sort of Rex mutation. Linda found this a, quote, novel situation, but beyond that she never gave it another thought. Future litters provided only occasional hairless kittens of both sexes. Unfortunately, Curly's insistence at being outdoors eventually led to her disappearance. Linda never found out what became of her. She just stopped showing up for her morning visits. Curly left behind a number of kittens who had all inherited her soft, curly coat and friendly, patient disposition. Over the next 10 years, Linda made no attempt to breed selectively. But as the frequency of bald kittens increased, she began to research more about unusual cats. She had no knowledge of genetics or breeding, and so she allowed them to roam free throughout the barns and orchard for several years. They were excellent mousers and kept the property free of rodents. As she became aware of the true uniqueness of these cats, Linda started to confine and control the breeding. It appeared that the curly gene was dominant and carried by both males and females. An occasional breeding mishap led to enlarging the gene pool, but at the same time somehow maintained the same physical and personality characteristics. The LaPerm achieved championship status in the CFA in 2008. The first cat achieved the title of Grand on July 11, 2009, at the One Fine Day Cat Show in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. The LaPerm makes a great pet for all kinds of people, especially families with children. They've also proven to be loving companion animals for single adults and seniors, and if you have other pets, including dogs and other cats, they have an easy time making friends with them, too. Whatever living situation they find themselves in, they pretty much are able to adapt to it. Many people immediately fall in love with this cat's charming personality. When socialized properly, many cats of this breed will even greet newcomers like old friends. Anytime you take a seat on the couch or climb into bed, don't be surprised when your LaPerm curls up with you and starts to purr. These kitties love to cuddle with their people. Whether it's on your lap, next to you, or under the covers, they'll show up if you stay put for any length of time. Between naps, this breed is known to keep itself busy. They're as keen on helping with projects around the house as they are of taking a midday snooze, so expect your pet to be underfoot during whatever it is you're doing. The LaPerm is a favorite among cat lovers for its affectionate and intelligent nature. Their liveliness and curiosity means they're perfectly happy to be involved with whatever may be going on at the time. They absolutely do love to play with their toys, but given their inquisitive dispositions, double-check that you've secured your drawers and cupboards, or you might find some things missing or out of place. Additionally, the breed is naturally active. Besides running and jumping, they really like to climb. So plan on having a cat tree or two, or maybe install some cat-friendly shelves on your walls. LaPerms love to view the world from the highest possible point. Without these perches, you're likely to find them getting into high corners where they shouldn't be. That said, the LaPerm is not a noisy cat. They don't use their voices often, but when they do, their meows are often described as soft and melodious as opposed to harsh and demanding. Many times they won't even use their voices to get their owner's attention. This cat is more likely to tap you gently with her paw. LaPerm cats are of a medium size, typically weighing in at 5 to 8 pounds. Males tend to be a bit larger than females. The overall impression is that of a fine-boned but not delicate cat, with ample strength and graceful poise. The breed is also known to have a slightly longer life expectancy than other breeds, especially when kept indoors. Most live between 12 and 15 years, but many have lived longer than that. Hi listeners, Casey here. I want to take a minute to let you know about another way that you guys can help support me and the work that I do. Podcast memberships. While I'm open to relevant sponsorships, I'd prefer to keep this podcast ad-free while also keeping it free to listen. Unfortunately, running a podcast is not free, and neither is hosting a website. So if you'd like to support the podcast, you can sign up for a monthly or yearly podcast membership. Members will get 2 extra episodes every month. Sometimes it'll be stories about my kitties, member stories, or cat-related news I find while perusing the internet. You'll also get exclusive access for a members-only Discord, where you can chat with me and with each other, and access to my private cat videos on TikTok. And while I keep rough episode transcripts available for free to improve accessibility, members can download cleaned up versions, kind of like a mini info packet for that particular topic. Membership costs only $7.99 a month, about the cost of most streaming services these days, or $95.88 for a full year. To join up, hop over to my website, positivecatitudebehaviors.com, and click on the membership tab. Payment is handled through PayPal for added security, and at no point do I have access to your payment information. Thanks so much for the support, everyone. Now, let's get back to the episode. The LaPerm's coat is its most distinguishing feature. The fur can be long or short, and it can even change over time. The majority of kittens are born hairless or nearly bald, although some can arrive with full coats. Long-haired cats sport fur that's more like medium-long. Males and females both could have a ruff around their neck and chest as adults, and the tail fur is plumed with some curling. Their whiskers are also long and curly, as are their ear tufts and eyebrows. Some kitties may sport more waves in their coats than curls, but a cat shows curls are preferred. To pet the coat of a long-haired LaPerm is a unique experience. It has a textured, almost springy feel to it, which comes from the shape of the curls and the way it mingles with the thicker guard hairs of the coat. The actual softness varies from cat to cat. The coat tends to be loose and bouncy and stand away from the body, with minimal undercoat. The fur is light and airy enough to part with a light breath, and you can run your fingers through it to the skin. It almost looks unkempt, but it's very good at not matting. The longest and tightest curls will be found on the neck, ruff, and at the base of the ears. Length and fullness can change depending on the season and maturity of your kitty. In short-haired LaPerms, the tail is not plumed, but the fur may have waves. It'll look more like a bottle brush, and these cats don't have ruffs. The coat texture itself can be curly or wavy, and it tends to have a crispier texture than that of the long-haired variety. A LaPerm's coat doesn't require a lot of maintenance, but it's best to groom it a couple times a week with a comb or brush with rotating bristles. The texture of the fur will determine how often a groom is needed. And as for colors and patterns, the LaPerm can be found in every variety imaginable. The LaPerm is an interesting breed in regards to potential health issues. Pedigreed cats usually face a higher chance of genetic illnesses due to low genetic variety, but because of the way it's crossbred, with various mixed breeds to ensure genetic variety, these are typically very healthy cats with no known tendencies towards inherited genetic disorders. That said, they still can get sick in various ways depending on their direct ancestors. A good breeder will offer you a written health guarantee disclosing this information. Turn away from any breeder who insists their cats will never get sick. Some cat owners unintentionally overfeed their fur babies. Obesity can become an issue, particularly if the cat has been spayed or neutered and is free-fed. And when obesity kicks in, it can lead to a host of other problems like arthritis, heart disease, and diabetes. Additionally, it can shorten the cat's lifespan by about 2 years. So if you care for a LaPerm in free-feed, keep tabs on how often she grazes. You may find it's better to schedule portioned feedings to control how many calories she takes in. Besides preventing obesity, keeping a structured routine around feeding time will also minimize potential behavior problems. Environmental enrichment is another great method of weight management. Interactive toys, places for her to explore and climb, and anything else you can think of to keep her on the move on a relatively regular basis. You can read up more on enriching your kitty's environment in the behavioral packet that's available on my website. Feline hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is a common form of heart disease in cats. The walls of the left ventricle become thickened, and as a result, the heart can't function as well as it should. It's unable to properly pump blood throughout the body, and the poor circulation leads to complications such as blood clots. Older males are affected more often than females, though now and again a cat may show no symptoms at all. When a cat passes away at a relatively young age, say around 4 or 5, with no clear cause of illness, this is often the silent culprit. Dilated cardiomyopathy is another form of heart disease caused by a poorly contracting dilated left ventricle in the heart, and sometimes the atria are enlarged. This disease is typically connected to a lack of taurine in the cat's diet. Taurine is an amino acid that's important for many of the body's metabolic processes and is thought to have antioxidant properties. Thankfully, dilated cardiomyopathy is rare in cats today, since cat food companies add sufficient amounts of taurine to their kibble products. While we're on the topic of heart disease, there's another thing to watch for that can appear to come out of the blue. It's called feline arterial thromboembolism. Most vets call it saddle thrombosis. This condition occurs when a blood clot breaks loose from the heart, travels down the aorta, and lodges in the arteries at the base of the cat's backside, by its hind legs. Blood flow is completely cut off, and the cat will suddenly be unable to use his legs. He may start to drag them, or he may cry out when trying to walk. This is a medical emergency, so if you see your cat doing this at any age, get him to the vet immediately. Fortunately, many cats can bounce back from saddle thrombosis if it's caught early enough and treated with extensive medical care. Most felines will experience some form of gum or mouth disease at some point. Periodontal disease may become an issue if basic dental hygiene is ignored. The bacteria can spread throughout the body and damage the kidneys and liver, potentially leading to sudden kidney failure that can't be treated. Basic oral care can help prevent this, and some Laperms can learn to tolerate having their teeth brushed by their owners. If not, dental treats and yearly teeth cleanings will achieve the same end. Hyperthyroidism is a condition where the thyroid gland, found at the front of the throat, produces too much of the hormone thyroxine, which regulates metabolism. It's usually first noticeable because the cat will have lost weight, become nervously active, and is ravenously hungry, despite all the eating he does. Many middle-aged and senior cats, including Laperms, will develop this in their lifetime. Fortunately, the condition is easily detected with a blood test and can be managed with little trouble. Respiratory issues are also common in all cats, namely cat flu, a viral infection that causes sneezing and nasal discharge, and feline asthma that can flare up from allergies and irritants in the lungs. Many respiratory issues cannot be 100% cured, but most are mild and long-term medications can help manage them. Some vaccines can even help prevent them from occurring in the first place, so talk to your vet about the best option for your cat. Renal failure appears to be the main condition the Laperm may be prone to and can encounter sometime during her life. It happens when the kidneys can't function like they're supposed to. They don't clean waste from the blood or regulate hydration, and it can lead to serious problems. Kidney disease is extremely common in older cats, although it's usually the result of toxic exposure or genetic cause in young cats. The condition is progressive and ultimately fatal, but when caught early, cats can live longer and fuller lives with special diets and medications. Some fun facts about the Laperm. The name Laperm translates to wavy or curly, like the breed's unique coat. The Laperm is a Rex breed, a term people use to describe animals with a genetic mutation that leads to soft, curly fur. There are several Rex cats, including Cornish and Devon Rex. While their coats are similar, the breeds don't actually have a lot in common. Some people think the Laperm is hypoallergenic. Their argument is based on the idea that their curls suppress dander. However, no cat is 100% hypoallergenic. The Laperm is a rare sight in North America, so if you've never heard of it, you're not alone. Out of 43 recognized breeds from the CFA, this breed is only the 40th most popular cat in the US. Do any of you guys have a Laperm, or cats you think have some of their traits? Feel free to share your pictures, videos, and stories of your fur babies. I'd like to see them, and I'm sure other listeners would too. Thanks for listening to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. You can find more episodes of the show on most major podcast directories, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and others. If you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It helps me out more than you know. If you'd like to support the show, feel free to get in touch via social media. Don't forget to follow on Facebook and Instagram at Kit and Caboodle Pod, Twitter at Kit and K Pod, and YouTube at The Whole Kit and Caboodle. Don't forget, you can also support me on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod and make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviorist.com/mystory. If you require my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com, on the consultation services page. You can also sign up for podcast membership via the membership tab. I'll see y'all next time.